all is right with the world.
Woohoo!
Hey everybody, how you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are WDW Park Hoppers. We are so glad that you are here. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. Where are we tonight, baby?
We are at the Polite Pig here at Disney Springs. I even have my little top hat on in honor of the pig.
That's right. We're back where it all started. And the reason we're back here is because this is the last week for the Bourbon, Discover Bourbon event here at Disney Springs. So we wanted to come back here. We've got the crew back together. They're all here off camera. Off camera crew, say hello.
Hi.
All right, so we're here. We're having
got
a great time.
Friends, new friends.
That's right. Everybody's in here. Michael's here. What's up? David's here.
I think Park Hopper Mom is watching,
Park Hopper Mom is watching. Jamie's watching. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so excited. We've got a new tripod and everything, so now I can beat down on the table. It doesn't move.
Not
I'm so excited.
Much.
It's
not.
So
right,
really
and right
good.
Behind us, over our shoulder, you get to see where the magic happens here at the Polite Pig. This is the window that leads to the kitchen.
Yeah, so it's a great time. Patrick and Derek and everybody here at the Polite Pig has taken such great care of us. And we wanted to let you know about a couple of special things happening from the pig. If you're going to be in Disney Springs June 24th from 12 to 3, they're doing a very special Pigs and Pints event at Morimoto Asia. They're going to be sampling their cask and larder beers, and they're teaming up with Morimoto Asia, doing a very special event. You can go to check out store.patinagroup.com. You can check that out there. Pigs and Pints with Morimoto Asia. And then the other thing is...
Well, wait, and we'll put a link in the
show
notes.
Yeah, we will, absolutely.
Promise.
And then if you're coming down for Father's Day, they have a very special event that they're doing here at Disney Springs, and they're joining up with Lilly Pulitzer, Shore, and Co-op, all stores all around Disney Springs. And if you're going to be around at different times throughout the day, they're going to be offering up whiskey tastings, probably some different food tastings, some different things going on there. So check that out. The friends at Polite Pig, always amazing. They're going to be all around celebrating Father's Day the next weekend. But we are here tonight. We are so glad.
Every day here is a celebration.
It is. We're so glad that you are here. But I want to remind everybody who is watching live, after we record the show, we're going to open it up to Q&A. So go ahead and get your questions ready, and we'll put if you put them in the comment section, we'll check that out. And we wanted to let you know, can you do that for me?
I can absolutely do that for you. So let's not forget that it is June, which means in June we will have our June meetup. It will be Saturday, June 23rd from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It will be at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter, the Sasagula Float Works. And just come out with us, have some beignets. We're going to be over at the Sasagula Float Works and Food Factory, and we're going to have fun, maybe some prizes, and just a great time to socialize and get to meet each other in person.
Absolutely. And the last bit of housekeeping is today's show is brought to you by
Bourbon.
It's probably backwards, the Disney Bucket List. You can check out the Disney Bucket List. Go to wdwparkhoppers.com/politepig. And you can get a copy, $10, and shipping is included, so we're doing that just for the next 7 days.
Now, there are 3 authors on that book, correct?
There are.
Did I hear a story that if they go to that link, one of those authors will sign the book before you send it out?
Absolutely.
Fantastic!
Even better. Now, you can't get the book on Amazon, but it's going to cost you $15 plus shipping, so why not go ahead and take advantage of wdwparkhoppers.com/politepig. Get it for $10. We'll get that into the mail as soon as possible. All right. I think I've done about enough damage as I can do. Let's get into the news, shall we?
Wonderful. So, first thing that we're going to start with, Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Live. That show that's coming into Epcot will begin June 9th. So, starting this past Saturday, June 9th, because, yeah, I guess it's June 12th already. Holy cow.
Yeah, it started this weekend.
Star-Lord and Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy have been taking guests on a musical journey throughout the cosmos in Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Live at the America's Garden Theater in Epcot. So, guests can catch Guardians of the Galaxy 5 times a day from June 9th through August 19th, so you have all summer to catch this. It is included with theme park admission and is part of Walt Disney World's lineup of incredible summer offerings. So, whether you stop into the American Adventure at Epcot, where you're going to find the special offerings inspired by the new Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome X Live at the Liberty Inn, you're going to find the adorable Groot Sipper Cup that comes with your choice of fountain or frozen beverage. And there's also the Rocket Fuel Slushy with frozen Coca-Cola and bourbon for the adults.
Oh, it's a glorious day. The food is hitting the table.
Over at the Fife and Drum Tavern, you can sip on the I Am Float root beer float with vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, and mint leaves. That is something I'm looking forward to trying. And also, they have the awesome mixed slushy with layers of frozen lemonade, blue raspberry, and strawberry. There is also the chocolate galaxy cupcake with buttercream and white chocolate featuring Groot.
Oh,
and I've seen pictures of these. These are adorable. They're almost too cute to eat.
The Groot Sippy Cup looks amazing, and I believe that I must own one.
I am sure that you will, Dave.
Uh-huh. Hey, we want to let you know that if you're familiar with how Disney's laid out, there's a road that you can find if you go right past Coronado Springs if you're heading towards Animal Kingdom. It's called Western Way. And at the end of Western Way is an area called Flamingo Crossing. And Flamingo Crossing is about to get, oh no, not one, not two, not three, four, count them, four new hotels. The Orlando Hotel Group has filed an application with the South Florida Water Management District to build four new hotels on parcels and owns at Flamingo Crossing. So Disney's been building hotels like it's going out of style. And so Orlando Hotel Group thought, well, we got to get on that bandwagon. So now they're building more. So they're putting the hotels in development west of Walt Disney World at the end of Western Way, where it crosses State Route 429. The location of these four hotels can be seen on a map. We can have that in the show notes. They're all going to be located on Flagler Avenue, which is kind of cool. Close to our house, actually.
Yes, it is.
There will be a Residence Inn and a Fairfield Inn, both by Marriott, a Homewood Suites by Hilton, and another Hilton-branded property to be named later. The total room count for the four hotels will be 998 rooms. Holy cats, 998 rooms. That's ridiculous. There will also be 4,153 square foot of convention space. So there's a little bit of convention space. What?
You said the food hit the table and then you didn't eat anything.
There'll be a little bit of convention space going in there. And we'll let you know when the construction kicks off.
There's food everywhere on this table.
Yeah.
And I had to make sure he participated. Oh, no. Oh, you want them to see this?
Check this out.
This is the pretzel and beer cheese and mustard.
Literally,
now I'm going to put that over here and save it for later. Here you go. You can have your pretzel.
All right.
Since we're talking about food already.
Yep.
There is new food, event, and festival center details for the 2018 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival that is being posted all over the internet, and we're going to tell you about some of it. So, if you are planning on attending the 2018 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, you need to mark your calendar for 2 days from now, for June 14th, as that is the official date when booking will begin for all special events. Now, I do believe that some pass holders of DVC have been able to get in and book some things already.
Yes.
But for the rest of us, it will be on the 14th. And these include Party for the Senses, demonstrations, seminars, and the Eat to the Beat dining packages.
We already actually have a reservation for one of the Eat to Beats.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Tony, my online wife over the Disney Parks podcast, has already booked one.
Wait, aren't we online?
We are online.
Aren't I your wife?
Yes, but that's all a right. Whole different set of...
I'm just checking. All right.
It's all good.
So...
I don't remember. I'll look it up.
The Food Wine Festival
features... It's on my phone, and my phone's busy right now.
See, this is the problem of having a live studio audience.
Yeah.
All right. So the Food and Wine Festival will feature culinary delights from around the world, from the marketplaces all around the world showplace. Guests can experience complimentary talks, attend book signings in the festival center, along with purchasing limited edition special event merchandise. For the ladies at the table, that includes event Dooney and Burks. Just throwing that out there. Without further ado, some of the other information includes a Sunday brunch with the chef. So you can begin your delicious day with a brunch buffet followed by a conversation with a distinguished culinary television personality. And these will include Richard Blaze, Jamie Dean, Tiffany Thiessen.
Oh my God, I want to see Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen,
but they list her
as
Tiffany Thiessen.
She is now Tiffany Thiessen because she's an adult. All right.
Still hot.
Masaharu Morimoto, Buddy Valestro, Art Smith, Jeffrey Zakarian, Carla Hall, and Alex
Garnaschelli.
Garnaschelli.
God bless you.
I cannot get that name right to save my life. So they're going to have different brunches with all these different TV chefs, and I think that looks fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait. Continuing.
I used to watch the Cooking with Tiffany show. I thought it was great.
I used to watch it with you.
Yes, you did. I wasn't going to out you.
Oh, it was great. I loved it. I loved it. I loved watching her white collar family on there, and I really loved when they were doing the other stuff. What's going on? Everything good? Okay. So, continuing forward, we're going to be talking about some of the food and beverage pairings. There's a new 45-minute food and beverage pairing that will be offered on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 2:30 p.m. where guests are going to be able to learn from top food beverage industry pros. Remember that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark? Which men? Top men, Mr. Jones. So, they're going to be doing their demonstrations of food pairings for just $25 per person, which sounds like something that I think that we can afford. So,
woo-hoo!
Yay! And hey, don't forget there's going to be fun for families because guess what's coming back? You know it, you love it. Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak.
It's a scavenger hunt through Epcot.
Yep, it's going to be returning this year along with a themed playground just for little ones. Now, on Friday and Saturday evenings, kids can enjoy a brand new character dance party and play with Disney characters. A new complimentary junior chef kitchen is presented by Krusty's, which is a horrible name for a food company.
They make the little sandwiches that don't have crusts on them.
Yeah, I know. Still a horrible name. Thanks, man. That's going to allow kids to become chefs for the day at the Festival Center, wherever that may be.
And that's going to be every Sunday, right?
Now, yes. Now, just watch Park Hopper Sid's eyes when I read this next story. A brand new mimosa bar is coming to the Festival Center along with wine.
What time do they open?
In a few months. And local beers, select food options, and complimentary samples, plus seminars hosted by Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company.
All right, so
we are greatly losing control.
The only rule we gave the studio audience was no swearing. First
rule of studio audience is don't talk about studio audience.
Well, there are also going to be some new food options at the Food and Wine Festival this year.
Uh-huh.
There will be a new Brunswick slider of slow-braised beef brisket, easy for me to say.
Down.
Hot roast style with horseradish cream, crispy fried onions on a potato roll,
mm-hmm.
with pickled vegetables on the side. So that's going to be at the Hops and Barley Marketplace.
Nice.
There is a butternut squash ravioli with brown butter, and that's going to be at the Wine and Dine Studio.
Yeah, that sounds great.
A charred chimichurri skirt steak with a smoked corn cake and pickled vegetables at the Flavors on Fire. And, of course, there will be more food options being released as we get closer, just to make sure that you stay interested and excited.
And finally, we want to let you know, of course, they're going to have Party for the Senses. They're going to be held at World Showplace, that big building in between Canada and the UK Pavilion, on select Saturdays throughout the festival from 7 to 9:30. It's also going to return to two seating options per night this year. Hang on, guys. The prices for Party to the Senses are $229 per person or $349 per person, plus tax, gratuity is included. So
now there were some middle ones in there, so it goes from there to there, depending on the day. So some days will be more expensive and some packages are more expensive. So
as
keep
we
your
learn,
eyes open.
Right, as we learn more information, we will definitely let you guys know that.
All right, well, before we move on, we do want to let you know that, so we, as you've heard us make a few jokes tonight, this is something that we do out of our love for Disney. If you would like to help support us, other than watching and sharing and definitely clicking your likes and commenting, We would love if you could go over to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon or www.parkhoppers/shop if you have any shopping to do. Father's Day is coming up, so on the shop site or the Amazon site, this doesn't cost you anything more. All it does is it takes you through a link saying that we referred you there, and we get a couple of pennies back for everything you buy.
Yes.
So we would love if you could help support us and support what we do, because we really enjoy doing this for you.
Absolutely. Excellent. And you can also visit www.parkhoppers.com/shop. We've got some hand-curated items that...
Yeah, I threw that in there. Somebody that has not yet my stuff at Amazon, but I haven't bought it either.
Right. Right.
Your podcast. So with that said, so I go to that website, and then do I log, like, does it allow me to log in, or how does it go around?
When
we
will
explain.
When you go to parkhoppers.com/Amazon, it'll just automatically take you through Amazon like you normally would. And what it does is it puts a cookie on your browser for 24 hours.
Okay.
So it lets Amazon know no extra steps. It's seamless. Seamless.
Yep.
Seamless and friction free.
I will send you the link. All right. So if we didn't have enough magnets and buttons to begin with, the incredible summer button is coming to Walt Disney World June 15th.
Big news, guys. A new button's coming.
Be nice. All right. The incredible summer button is coming to Walt Disney World June 15th for guests to pick up and celebrate the upcoming release of the Disney Pixar's Incredibles 2. Guests will be able to pick up the button beginning on June 15th, so it's 3 days from now, at select Walt Disney World locations, including the Magic Kingdom entrance, the Epcot entrance, the Hollywood Studios entrance, the Animal Kingdom entrance, the AMC over at Disney Springs, any Disney-owned retail locations at Disney Springs. So we're talking about the World of Disney Store or
Disney Corner.
Disney Corner.
Disney Style.
Yes. So, or Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park at their exit.
But not Typhoon Frickin' Lagoon. You're dead to me.
I don't know, but they don't have the buttons there.
No buttons for you.
So, experience incredible summer all summer long around Walt Disney World Resort. Stop by the incredible Tomorrowland Expo at Magic Kingdom. Take a musical journey with Guardians of the Galaxy, Awesome Mix Live at Epcot, and join in the fun at Donald's Dino Bash at the Animal Kingdom. This is all happening all summer while we get ready to experience Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios, and we celebrate an incredible summer.
Incredible summer.
Hey, why don't you tell me a little bit more about the character spot at Epcot?
All right, so for those of you who are really on the Fast Pass deal, the Epcot character spot has not been...
Listen closely.
...a prime Fast Pass, but Disney's got you covered. Check this out. The Epcot character spot, the experience location at Epcot where you can meet Mickey and all their friends, has previously been available as a Tier 2 Fast Pass. So alongside with attractions such as Mission Space, Spaceship Earth, all of those were Tier 2. Well, on this past Monday, Disney changed that where the Epcot character spot is now a Tier 1 Fast Pass. You know, Tier 1. Soarin', Test Track, you know, the high-end stuff. So what does that mean for you? It means that there's a choice now between Frozen Ever After, Soarin' Around the World, Test Track, and Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
Who would choose the character spot over any of those?
The character spot has very low capacity for the Tier 2 Fast Passes, often gone early in the day. There's a lot of people wanting to get in here. Moving this experience to a higher tier allows family to choose a character experience over a thrilling attraction with a height requirement. Disney anticipates that this tier change up will create further frustration for folks trying to claim proper Tier 2 attractions.
More popular.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Mission Space is already relatively difficult to attain, and this is not going to aid in that. So, my friends, it's going to get a little harder to get into the character spot. I feel for you, but Disney's trying to make it to where that those opportunities stay open longer during the day. Good luck, and God bless.
Well, since a lot of these are things where you have to choose a height requirement, I can see where they might choose the character's bump. That is a possibility.
Yes.
And let's face it, if Donald was there, your mother would stand in line for 3 hours.
She's waiting right now.
She is. She's probably already got her fast pass.
Probably. All right.
Walt Disney World annual pass holders are to receive exclusive Toy Story Land access in September.
What?
All 12 million of us. All right. So
it opens at the end of June, so we have to wait through all of August and most of September.
Well, here's the other part.
Nice and cool.
So there's the Premier annual pass and the Platinum Plus annual pass.
Uh-huh.
And the Platinum annual pass.
Uh-huh.
And the Gold annual pass.
Awesome.
And those are the ones that can look forward to taking advantage of some exclusive access to Toy Story Land during the pass holder playtime in September.
But what about us silver pass holders?
I'll wait in line for you, baby.
In line.
Guests who attend the pass holder playtime will receive exclusive access to the Slinky Dog Dash, the Alien Swirling Saucers, and to Toy Story Mania. Woody's Lunchbox will remain open for pass holders as well.
Wow.
Advanced registration will be required, and pass holders should watch their email carefully.
Carefully.
For an exclusive event invitation containing all the details.
It's on you.
Yeah. Don't blame Disney if you miss it.
Right.
Eligible pass holders can register a guest to accompany them, but the guest must also have a valid Gold, Platinum, Platinum Plus, or Premier annual pass, and be listed on the friends and family list, and have an option to share all my plans with the annual pass holder. Probably know that this is on the website, on the app. The event capacity will be limited and is subject to availability.
Limited to one a day. Good luck.
And in case you did not know, Toy Story Land is opening on June 30th.
June 30th! Now, I know, right?
But the other good side we did find out is that as Silver Pass holders, we have some blackout dates that were supposed to start last week. And they started for about 2 days, and then Disney has opened it up again. And our passes are open. So if you're a Silver Pass holder, listen, your passes work until the 29th. They stop the day before Toy Story Land opens.
Excellent.
So we're going to get a couple more Disney trips in this week.
Heck yeah, we are.
Woo-hoo.
Excellent. So, my friend sitting at the table, this is the end of the Discover Bourbon experience. And we've done, every week we've done a show live from somewhere, from somewhere at Disney Springs. Outside of Disney Springs, where would you guys like to see us do a live show next? In a resort? Where would you guys like to see us? Right?
Right, we should go into a park. Oh, we're both going in a park.
You have been in a beer place.
I did.
So next week, we're going to be live at Baseline Tap House at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
That was easy.
That was easy. And the last thing we want to encourage you to do, two things. One, go over to www.parkhoppers.com/newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter. We only send 2 a week. We don't spam you. We don't sell your information. It just lets you keep up with what we're doing in case you miss any Disney news or any of the shenanigans that us two knuckleheads are getting into.
Shenanigans.
And the last thing is, go to www.parkhoppers.com/politepig and get a copy of the Disney Bucket List for $10. Shipping's included.
Signature included.
Signature's included. You don't have to do all that craziness with Amazon, all that stuff. And other than that, my friends, is there anything else you want to throw in?
I don't think so. I think we've got a couple of questions waiting in the chat room.
All right. Lastly, we want to make sure that we thank profusely Patrick, Derek, everybody here at the Polite Pig.
Alejandro's
been taking great care of us. Thank you, guys. Come to the Polite Pig. Normally, this only happens at my nighttime job.
I have no idea what that was about.
I know what it's about.
Somebody just bought a book live from the studio audience.
So, yay! I totally got thrown off my game.
So, hey, definitely come down here, check out the Polite Pig.
Yes.
Try the Gideon's cookies. I'm not sure. Did you post that video yet?
Not yet. We'll have a video tomorrow.
We had a midnight snack. And so we had come and we got a cookie. It was from the Gideon's Bakehouse. They are this amazing local bakery that's from the late 1800s, and they've been going strong ever since. And these cookies are huge.
Huge. Covered in chocolate chips. Gonna be huge. best cookies ever.
We couldn't finish it. The rest of it is at home. Is it still at home?
Still at home.
Oh, it's still at home. I was at work all day. I don't know.
That's right. If you don't have Father's Day plans, come down to Disney Springs over at Lilly Pulitzer Shore and Co-op, Disney Co-op. There'll be different times throughout the day. Fly Pig is going to be offering some samples of all of their wares. Check that out. And then on June 24th, it's going to be the big deal. Pigs and Pints, Morimoto Asia. You can go to Morimoto Asia's website, check that out. We'll have links in the show notes, as well as we'll probably have that stuff on the blog as well.
All right, so Father's Day, come to Disney Springs and go check out the shops and the things the Fly Pig are giving away. June 23rd, come for the meetup at Disney's Borderland French Quarter at the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory. On the June 24th, come back to Disney Springs. Go over to Morimoto Asia for Pigs and Pints.
Just get a room. The Lake Buena Vista is right over there. The Palace is right over there. Get a room to stay here. You can stumble home. It's all great. Other than that, my friends, make sure that you come visit us at www.parkhoppers.com. 4 parks, 1 world.
And everything in between.
Thanks for watching, guys.